Morgan Wallen was arrested after allegedly throwing a chair off a roof. Caitlyn Jenner sent a scathing message to O.J. Simpson after his death, and a beer-chugging Travis Kelce got surprised with a graduation at his podcast's live show. All that and more coming up next on We Hear Quick Fix. Hi, you're listening to We Hear Quick Fix. I'm Francesca Bacardi. First up, country music star Morgan Wallen was charged with three felony counts after allegedly throwing a chair from a bar roof. Page Six learned this week that Morgan Wallen was taken into custody early Monday morning in connection to an incident at Eric Church's new Honky Tonk Bar in Nashville. We were told that two officers had been standing in front of Chief's Bar on Broadway Sunday night when a chair flew off the roof and hit the ground in front of them. We heard that staff members later identified the Wasted on You singer as the person who had allegedly thrown the chair off the roof. The country singer, who has been arrested in the past, was taken into custody on three counts of reckless endangerment for the two officers who were nearby and for the danger to the public that he presented when he threw the chair. He was also charged with disorderly conduct, which is a misdemeanor. Wallen's bond was set at more than $15,000, and he was eventually released from Davidson County Jail at 3:30 a.m. local time in Tennessee. His attorney said in a statement, "At 10:53 p.m. Sunday evening, Morgan Wallen was arrested in downtown Nashville for reckless endangerment and disorderly conduct. He is cooperating fully with authorities." Up next, Caitlyn Jenner didn't mince words upon hearing about O.J. Simpson's death from cancer. Mere minutes after the news broke that O.J. Simpson had died from cancer, Caitlyn Jenner took to X, which of course was formerly known as Twitter, to send a scathing message. The former Olympian tweeted, "Good riddance, hashtag O.J. Simpson." Now, this is a wild turn of events, considering Caitlyn, her ex-wife, Kris Jenner, Kris Jenner's ex-husband, Robert Kardashian, the Kardashian kids, all of them were incredibly close with the famed football player. Although that all changed the moment he was arrested and charged with Nicole Brown Simpson's murder and the murder of her friend, Ron Goldman. History shows that OJ was, of course, acquitted. You know, if the glove don't fit, you must acquit. But he was found responsible for their deaths in a civil lawsuit. Since then, Caitlyn has always been vocal about her thoughts on OJ and the conviction. She has maintained that she believes he absolutely did murder Nicole Brown and Ron Goldman, and even wrote in her memoir that the famed OJ trial and Robert Kardashian Sr.'s involvement as an attorney on the defense team, all of that added up to a suggestion that Caitlyn believed OJ committed the crimes. She wrote, "I would have been okay with it if they had gotten him in the first trial," Jenner claimed the late Robert Kardashian told her. The implication was obvious that he believed OJ was guilty. And then Caitlyn added, on her own words, "I believe Simpson got away with two savage murders." And now it's time for the joy of six, the most satisfying Page Six story of the week. Travis Kelce finally had his cap and gown moment. While Travis and Jason recorded a live version of their New Heights podcast in Cincinnati on Thursday, both NFL players were surprised with this University of Cincinnati commencement ceremony. It came out of nowhere. They had no idea it was coming. And both the Kansas City Chiefs tight end, as well as the recently retired Philadelphia Eagle, received their diplomas at the Fifth Third Arena in Ohio. Of course, unsurprisingly, immediately after Travis received his diploma while he was clad in a cap and gown, he immediately chugged a beer on stage and then threw the can in an absolute move of triumph. The crowd roared. I mean, it was crazy. We actually had a reporter at the live show who also witnessed Donna Kelce handing out sandwiches. She witnessed Kylie Kelce hiding from the cameras as best as she could. It was actually just a really exciting affair. Unfortunately, Taylor Swift was not present at the major event, but Travis honored her in his own way by wearing the friendship bracelets that have come and have become popular from her Eras tour. He had about three of them on his wrist, And he's been wearing them for months now as like a symbol of their relationship. She also has worn Kansas City Chiefs merch. She's worn merch with his number on it. So the two have always kept each other on their minds by way of merch, jewelry, you name it. And of course, while Travis was obviously thrilled with his impromptu commencement, fans flooded Instagram to wish him congratulations and note that he actually finally graduated. And that's it for your We Here Quick Fix. For more juicy stories like these, check out page6.com. See you next week.